It was the wettest week in a century in Ketchikan, and that's saying something. Ketchikan is already among the wettest cities in the U.S. Alaska climate researchers say nearly 20 inches of rain fell on the southeast Alaska city between November 29th and December 5th. Expand that to an 8-day window, and it's almost 2 feet of rain. All that water pushed a reservoir upstream of town to near record levels, just over an inch shy of the all-time record set in 2015. And that concerned local officials enough to recommend that people living near the creek get to higher ground.
So we have two areas that we're concerned about. One is the actual dam, but more importantly is the low-lying places along the creek.
That's Ketchikan Public Utilities Electric Division Manager Andy Donato speaking Saturday evening. His agency maintains the Lower Ketchikan Lake Dam. 3 feet of water were flowing from an ungated emergency spillway. Ketchikan Creek was ripping through town. The alert went out. Parts of downtown and areas near the creek were told to evacuate. Officials stood up a shelter at the borough-owned rec center. Donato said he feared accumulating debris could flood low-lying areas.
It doesn't take much to start plugging that up, and then we can see flood conditions develop rapidly.
But the larger concern was a possible dam failure. Ketchikan Emergency Manager Abner Hogue said that would mean widespread devastation.
In a dam break scenario, which is the worst case scenario, that would be a 22,000 cubic foot per second release. We have 115 residential structures, 43 commercial structures, and 7 government structures.
Officials warned that lake levels of 351 feet could damage the dam. 3 feet higher at 354 feet, and water would spill over the earthen top of the structure. But as of noon Sunday, officials said it likely won't get to that point anytime soon. Heavy rains have let up slightly. Utility crews ran the dam's hydroelectric generators overnight to let water out from behind the structure, and the lake level crested at 350.1 feet shortly after 7 p.m. Saturday. Officials lifted the voluntary evacuation Sunday morning. While they warned of minor street flooding, they said there was no immediate danger of dam failure. But they said they're standing by, and they said residents should stay alert too. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.